Welcome to Learn Digital, the go-to podcast for Australian teachers looking to better integrate ICT into their classrooms. Here's your host, Kim Maslin.
Hello and welcome to Learn Digital. This is the third and final episode in my three-part Leading Lights series. Leading Lights is a digital transformation initiative that Catholic Education Western Australia is rolling out across all its schools in the state. It was wonderful to have the chance to chat with lead implementers of this initiative, Ada McCarthy, Kathy Kavanagh, and Gino Kelly. Today's interview is with Gino Kelly, Head of Digital Transformation for Teaching and Learning at Catholic Education Western Australia. In this interview, Gino discusses some of the ways teachers will be able to make use of specific Leading Lights features, such as Microsoft Teams and OneNote. These are relevant ideas for all teachers in the Catholic education system in Western Australia, as we all now have access to these programs. It's also interesting listening for anyone else from different systems who may also have access to these or similar programs. While you're listening to any of these interviews, if a question comes to mind about Leading Lights, please let me know. You can contact me via my website, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, but also via my Facebook group, which is called ICT Teaching and Learning Community Australia. I'm collecting any questions you have about Leading Lights and aiming to do a Q&A panel session with the team later in the year. So please, don't be shy. That's it from me. Hope you enjoy the interview. Gino Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today to discuss Leading Lights.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. So we've already heard quite a bit about what Leading Lights is and how this technology is going to improve students and their learning. What I'd love to discuss with you today is the way that teachers can utilise Leading Lights to help amplify teaching strategies.
Okay, great question. Yeah, so I guess for me, one of the things that I always like to start with is thinking about how technology can impact right learning. And so when you think about technology, there's a lot of different things that you can think about, you know, especially as you're going through your day-to-day and how these tools can help you. But really, there's kind of three guiding ideas, I think, that we should think about when we're thinking about the use of technology. The first of which is there are two questions that you want to ask yourself, right? So for any tool that you're implementing, ask yourself the first question of, you know, is this tool, can it allow me to do something I couldn't do before, okay? So if your answer to that question is yes, then always follow up the question with a second question, which states, you know, can this tool then allow me to do something I could do before, but in better ways? And when your answer to that is yes as well, then that tool has the potential or the probability of, you know, enhancing or amplifying your learning or the learning of the students. So the second big idea then is, you know, thinking of technology in terms of meaning and purpose, right? And so when we think about, you know, the different tools that we use, you know, teachers have in their backpack, you know, tons of different tools that they like to use, and they pick and choose, right, each and every day based on the needs that they have. And so as they're searching for and finding new tools, we want them to think about these tools as ways in which they can be meaningful, or they can provide meaning for students as it relates to the content, and then also that are purposeful in nature, right? And so what that allows us to do then is to move away from using technology as simply a trivial add-on to instruction, but rather as ones that can, you know, amplify that learning experience, as you've stated. So that's kind of the second big idea. The third big idea then is thinking about what a researcher named David Jonasson has talked about for many years now, and that's the idea of mind tools. And so basically, in a nutshell, what that means is using technology or tools in a way in which the learner works with the tool or the technology as opposed to from it, right? A way in which the tool and the learner serve as intellectual partners, you know, in that learning process. So that's where I think we start, right? Is thinking about, you know, whatever tool I choose, can they then relate to kind of these three big ideas? From there, then, of course, it's a matter of the teacher then looking at the instructional strategies that they're implementing in the classroom and picking and choosing what tool to use. Now, for us in Leading Lights, We think we have a good collection of tools that will only enhance that backpack that teachers have, right? And what we want to do with these tools is make them universal so that it doesn't matter whether you're a year 3 teacher or a year 11 teacher, secondary or primary. These tools are can be used in any number of ways. So one of those tools, as an example, that we're kind of suggesting and promoting to folks, right, is called Teams. And so Teams is a tool that's unlike any other tool, but think of this tool as kind of a wrapper that brings together many different types of tools into this kind of one environment. And so teachers then can work with their students in this collaborative kind of online space where they can then have conversations with students. But they can also share information, you know, files and things like that. They can assign work to students. Students then can submit that work. And then they can also have a place where they can use that same tool to build not just class teams, but rather professional learning communities, right? So it may be that a group of year 3 teachers, right, want to get together and work on curriculum, for example, right? Or assessment strategies, or may want to think about, you know, students that they may share in common and how they can best help those students. So there's a number of different ways in which this tool can be used. So it's highly flexible and universal enough to be used in these different types of ways. So when we think about these tools, and you know, Leading Lights then is promoting the use of different types of tools that teachers can use in any number of different ways, but then also that have the keen capability of being able to amplify that learning.
Yeah, definitely. No, it sounds fascinating. And when you talk about Teams and you talk about teaching strategies and how a platform like this can extend on something they're already doing. Mm-hmm. You know, teachers are already giving out assignments. Mm-hmm. They're already marking them and giving the feedback. But can this make it better?
That's right. That's right. And that goes to that first idea, right, is asking ourselves those two questions. And so, you know, for us, then it's understanding from teachers in what ways, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as teachers are asking themselves these questions, then, you know, we're learning from them to then better expose to other teachers in our community how these tools are being used. And so one of the key groups that we kind of attach ourselves to is our digital transformation lead teachers, our DTLEs, who are spread out around the state, who are really taking kind of that leadership role in better understanding how these tools can actually be integrated, not only into their classroom, but more explicitly, you know, how they relate then to the curriculum, right? And so as we're learning from these teachers, then we're turning that around and then exposing that to our community through the different platforms that we have available now. One of the key benefits of Leading Lights is that for the first time now at NCWA, we can bring together the entire community under one roof, so to speak, so that it becomes very easy for teachers not only to share resources, but also more importantly to share in their learnings, right? And so that communication then becomes a lot easier because I can just simply type a name of a teacher and it pops up and I now can communicate, you know, both, you know, virtually, I can communicate, of course, through conversation and through the use of sharing of resources.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. And again, when you think that we've got Catholic education schools spread all across the country, mm-hmm. It allows us to collaborate and to share ideas and upskill no matter where you are.
That's right, that's right. And so one of the other key benefits I think that you know, we're trying to very much think about deeply is the idea of equity. And so, you know, Tim McDonald, you know, has kind of led the charge, right, into thinking about how we create an environment whereby it doesn't matter if you are in a school here in Perth or if you're in a school in more remote areas, right? Every child and every teacher will have an equal opportunity to access to best-in-class content and best-in-class expertise. So it may be that, you know, a regional or a remote school may not have existing expertise in that school, but certainly it exists within the community. And so that school then can connect with others in the community to then be able to share in that expertise.
Fantastic. So for teachers going forward who work in Catholic education schools, Leading Lights coming in, what advice do you have for them in terms of making the most of all of these opportunities?
Yeah.
Because it's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. And, you know, we're also very cognizant of, you know, the workload the teachers have because in education, you know, time is currency. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we give teachers the opportunity to be comfortable with technology and the tools that they have, but at the same time not feel overwhelmed. And so we have several kind of events that we're putting together throughout the rest of the year. And these are events that allow teachers not only to just learn the tools, but really also to network with one another and to see what other teachers are doing, right? So that they can take part in the quote unquote, the collective genius, right, that exists. Aside from that, I think that, you know, between now and the end of the year, we really want to encourage teachers to just have a play, right? And so a lot of these tools, as we speak, you know, the connections are being built. And so what we want to do is give teachers an opportunity to kind of dip their toe in, right? For those that maybe are a little bit skeptical right now, but at least have a play to see what it's about and, you know, see if the existing tools that they're using now can be enhanced in some way or another with the use of these new tools. And so, yeah, for teachers that are just hearing about Leading Lights and wanting to learn more, certainly there's a collection of tools that are available to them. The first step is making sure that they get into their CEWA portal. Once they do that, then they'll have all of the tools available to them. There are a lot, but just pick one that you feel that you know you might want to learn more about, and we can get you started from there. So one practical, next step would be to take a look at the teacher playbook. So we've created a playbook, which is sort of a guidebook that kind of explains in general what Leading Lights is, but then also gives you a synopsis of what each of the tools are and what they can do and where you can find them. And so that would be the first step, I think, that if you're not familiar with Leading Lights, that I would take.
Gino, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and chat with me today. Great. All the best with the rest of the rollout.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for taking the time to let us come on.
Well, there you have it. The last in my three-part Leading Lights series. As I said at the start, please get in touch if you have any questions at all about Leading Lights, big or small, and stay tuned for more information about the Q&A panel later in the year. If you head over to my website, you will find a list of Leading Lights links and resources, which you can also have a look through. That will give you a bit more information. I look forward to chatting with you next week about all things ICT in the classroom. Until then, take care.